Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello, and welcome back to the Podcast of Steel. I am your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. This is episode 51, and it's another solo episode because I still need to talk about that trailer. That brand new Superman trailer that got released a few days ago, and the exciting things that have happened since. A lot has happened, and I've been smiling ever since talking about this trailer and the fact that the world is talking about Superman as well. So it is Monday, the 19th of May, and last week on Wednesday, the Superman trailer dropped, and it has already got, on the official DC YouTube page, on YouTube, 27 million views. Now, they might be mine. I think that's the amount of times that I have watched it, but I am so happy. And I've been enjoying the comment section, which is new. Sometimes comment sections can be a rather nasty place, but the positivity out there for this film and these characters and Superman is very, very hopeful, and I love that. So, yes, that trailer. Where do I begin? I've already shared my reaction video that went out on YouTube and Instagram, and I've always enjoyed making those. When I first started doing them, I was a little bit awkward, and a few times I've failed miserably by not even hitting record, so those projects were just discarded. But for this one, I sat down, I thought I had to react. I owe it to Superman. So I sat down, prepared the camera, hit record, not knowing at all what I was going to get. Now, I knew I wanted to get some Lois Lane. I knew I wanted some more Krypto, some Ma and Pa Kent and Metropolis and Lex Luthor and some plot. I got all of that. I got all of that and a lot more. It was hard to list the top 10 things that happened in that trailer. I tried writing a few things down. Krypto was obviously on there, but I will get to my top 10 items in a moment. But once I had recorded my trailer reaction video and shared it, I was happy, and I've loved the interactions over the last few days, speaking with fans around the world and thanking people for saying nice things about the video and my posts. But one particular comment, every comment is appreciated, but one comment that I did see, I had to pinch myself a few times, was from the wonderful Mr. James Gunn, the director of the new Superman film, and of course, you know, quite a big cheese at the world of DC Comics. And I shared my Instagram reaction video straight afterwards, and just so I know that this moment did happen, and it wasn't a dream moment, I did have to print off the screen print of it, the screen grab. And Mr. James Gunn said, "Your words make me happy, bro." And I had to make sure it was from his account, first of all. But I saw the blue tick. It was real. It was legit. And wow. That's, to me, James Gunn right now is Superman's boss. So to get those wonderful words meant the world to me. And hopefully one day, who knows, I will get to thank the man in person for the joy that he has given me and the rest of the world. The excitement for this film right now. The promo is really starting to kick off. Posters are going up around the world. Just recently, Jeremy from the fantastic All on the Board guys sent me a video from Piccadilly Circus in London, which is, for those not familiar with London, that's like our, kind of like our Times Square. It's a very busy part of London with digital billboards all around it. And it said, "London, look up." And then it shared some clips of the Superman film for a fantastic advert for its release this July the 11th. And I was like, yes, the promo is happening now. Toys will soon be hitting shelves in the UK. I know they're already hitting lots of shelves in America. I'm getting great tags. People sort of spotting things out in the wild and sending me photographs. Just last night, I got some very exciting images from the Walmart website in America with some very unique Superman button-down shirts that I've not seen that I think will need to be added to my collection rather soon. But as I said, exciting week with Mr. James Gunn sending me that comic. And then almost a day later, I woke up very morning as I was informed that something had happened on Instagram. And what had happened was Natalia Safran, Peter Safran's wife, one of the producers of Superman, she kindly shared my reaction video to her Instagram followers. And then James Gunn put that on his story. And I was like, okay, James Gunn has seen this very excited face. And again, that was a big pinch me moment as well. So as I said, yeah, the last few days have been rather exciting and interesting. It certainly made me more excited for the future of this Superman film and the legacy that is Superman. I've seen so many wonderful comments and reaction videos about this film, about Superman, and that's what I want. I want the world to be excited about this hero, because when we get that, we get more stories. We get Superman's future to be a little bit stronger and a little bit more guaranteed. If we don't support this character or the movies or the comics, this technically could all go away, and that would make me incredibly sad. Superman has been around since 1938 because of the fantastic Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. And over the years, that comic has inspired many more stories and paved the way for the world now, for pop culture and movies and geek hero entertainment. So we owe a lot to Superman. And I will certainly be shouting from the rooftops for as long as I can about my love for Superman. Which is why after seeing this trailer, seeing the things that I saw and hearing those wonderful quotes and score, I'm incredibly proud, as always, to be a Superman fan and ambassador. To wear the S, whether it be on a hat or a t-shirt or a cape or a pin, Superman's my home team. And the future looks bright, and I can't wait to see more of this movie. Will we get more in future trailers? I hope not. I think we've seen enough now. A lot of people now have that option to not go and watch the trailer, so they can be surprised when they see that film for the first time. For me, I want as much Superman in my life as possible. So there may come a point where I think, okay, I've seen enough trailers now, I've seen enough TV spots and official images, I'm ready, let's go and watch this movie. But right now, after seeing that trailer, I am ready for so much more. I am impatient for July the 11th. I know for sure that this summer I am going to be in the cinema a lot. I need to find out if any cinemas in the UK offer passes, because I know that at least for the first few days of this film's release, I'm going to be going in and out over and over again. Like I have done over the years for other Superman films. Because it's me supporting my hero. It's me supporting the hundreds of people that have made this film happen. And I know that this year my wrist will be sore from writing thank you letters to everybody that has worked on this project and made this version of Superman such a hit. Because I feel and I hope that this film will be a success. Right now, the film is getting lots of talking online. Lots and lots of people are talking about the film, the effects, the visuals, the music, Krypto, Lois and Clark. And it just makes me happy. I wish that I could hear every single conversation around the world that has been happening about Superman. Because the comments that I've been seeing and the reaction videos and podcasts that I have been enjoying have been a beautiful thing to see. And as I said, it's like when you hear other people talking about your favourite football or baseball team. It's you think, yeah, we've got that in common. let's discuss this more. Let's talk about what we liked and what we really liked and maybe some of the things that we didn't like but are keen to see how they may change. And when the world talks about Superman, I'm happy because it's a conversation that I want to be a part of, which is why social media sometimes can be a good thing, because we can reach out and start a conversation if we want to. And we can sometimes disengage from the other conversations that we don't want to have. I've been doing that a lot recently. With my page, it's always been about positivity and enjoying things. If I'm not enjoying something, I'm not going to waste my time or energy with that. So I offer you this advice. If anything is on your page that you are not appreciating, there are ways you can avoid that. You can mute words, you can mute accounts, you can block people. Social media is a way for us to interact with the world, but we are also in control of what we see. And if we don't want to see certain things, we can stay away. My page, I've always been very, very open about the fact that I want it to be an enjoyable place to be. So we can talk about our passions, so we can talk about things, and we can have healthy conversations. I will not on my page have anybody be spoken to negatively with insults or bad language. I do not want that. So that's when, again, that mute, block, unfollow option is available, and I recommend using it because the internet can be a nasty place. So we have to be in control of ways to how we can make it nicer. And anyway, that's my little rant over with. But the majority of the comments that I've seen this week and the conversations and the comments that I've received on my videos and my posts have been wonderfully supportive for the future of Superman. And I can't wait for this film. And again, I've mentioned this previously, I am a little bit more concerned about the fact that there will be so much merchandise for this movie. But before I start worrying more about that, let's get into that trailer. And as I said, I tried writing down the top 10 things that happened in it, and it was difficult because there was more than 10 things that I loved. But seeing so much Superman in that trailer, seeing so much Lois and Clark Kent, having that interview scene with Lois and Clark, who knows that Clark is Superman, was a powerful way to start it. And we saw many moments of tension and drama and a bit of humour in those few short moments. Similar, as we have all seen with the edits online now, it is a little bit similar to that balcony scene where Lois, played by Margot Kidder, is talking to Superman on that rooftop, interviewing him. My night with Superman. And that was a great homage to that scene. And from that moment, when we saw Clark stand up and change his voice into the Superman's voice, I was just glued to the screen. And then we saw so much action. We heard so much fantastic music. We saw some menacing Lex Luthor by Nicholas Holt. Wow. I have written down the quotes here because I didn't want to butcher them, because there are some powerful quotes in this trailer. And I just know that some of the other ones, well, I'm hoping there will be just as equally as powerful quotes in the film. But what I have got written down is, as I find my notes, which is I'm so wonderfully prepared, the moment I think that a lot of us was hit by was Pa Kent. We see those moments in the films, whether it be in Superman 78 or Man of Steel with Kevin Costner, those moments of wisdom passed down from father to son. They always hit me right in the feels. But we had that moment here where there is a flashback to a younger Clark, a baby Kal-El, as it were, on the Superman farm or the Superman homestead. And we can hear the powerful words in the background by Pruitt Taylor. Your choices, your actions are what make you who you are. And that needs to be on t-shirts. That needs to be on, it needs to be my new live, laugh, love. Because it's a wonderful, wonderful quote. And I want more of that bonding between Ma and Pa Kent and Superman in this film. Now, we saw Ma Kent in the trailer, and I had a rather I mean, I could have left it out, but I decided to keep it in. But it's a fantastic moment. So Neva Howell, who is playing Martha, Ma Kent, we hear her voice. And she sort of says, oh, I'm going to go off and clean your boots. And that made me so happy that I sort of excitedly shouted out, good girl, as she went off to do that. I had thoughts that I'm so... I mean, they could still be correct. But when we had that first teaser trailer a few months ago, we saw lots of Pa Kent in the trailer, but not much Ma Kent. And I thought, well, possibly in this version of Superman's story, is Ma Kent alive? Is Ma Kent around? But to see them both on the screen together with Clark and to hear her say that while she's getting ready for battle filled me with so much joy. The reason Superman and Clark Kent are the way he is, his heroism, his gentleness, the way that he is seen in the world is because of Ma and Pa Kent and how he was raised. We've all read those fantastic, you know, Elseworld stories where Superman was in, he was landed in London or he landed in Russia. He had different upbringings and the outcome was vastly different. Ma and Pa Kent are a huge part of why Clark Kent and Superman, why he's so fantastic. And I really want to see as much of that in this film as possible. And I'm ready because we've seen a little bit so far and I am ready for some more. Now, another character that we saw was, of course, Nicholas Holt's Lex Luthor. And we've seen some images so far and some videos where he's wonderfully dressed, some fantastic tailored suits and coats and safety glasses and goggles, looking like a dastardly villain. But we've not heard many quotes from him. Now, over the years, Lex Luthor has had some brilliant, brilliant lines. But what we heard in this one by Nicholas was, Superman, he's not a man, he's an it. And somehow become the focal point of the entire world's conversation. I love that because I do not want Lex Luthor and Superman to be friends or buddies. I want them to be super villains to each other. And what we see from Lex and hear from Lex is the fact that he is bitter. There is resentment there. He cannot stand Superman. And that is the Lex Luthor that I want. And we're going to get that. I'm hopeful of that. And we see Lex Luthor at the Fortress of Solitude. And we see Crypto quite a few times in this trailer, which I was ridiculously happy about. There was just so much in the trailer that watching it one time wasn't enough, which is probably why I think this film has got so many views so far, is because people are watching it and are talking about it. And yes, as I've got in my notes there, we see a lot more of the Daily Planet and the Daily Planet crew and Jimmy Olsen. Yes, we see Jimmy Olsen and Superman together. And that brings me joy. Jimmy Olsen is a beautiful character, a great bit of comic relief, but also a friend to Superman and a friend to Clark Kent. Over the years, we have seen Superman in many different ways. But there is always an element where you must believe and you must think that Superman is lonely. He doesn't have his home planet. He doesn't have relatives, as it were. So the people in his life are important to him. Jimmy Olsen is so important, both to Clark Kent and Superman. So I am ready to see that powerful relationship blossom on the screen. And what we've seen of Jimmy so far has been beautiful. He's been excited. He has been, you know, a little scamp. He has been joyful. And we're going to get more of that. It's going to be exciting to see. But just to see more of the Daily Planet. The Daily Planet is a bigger part of this story as Superman and Lois Lane. It's the place where Clark goes to when he's not Superman, but he's still being a hero, delivering truth, delivering through his journalism with Lois's hard work and Jimmy's hard work and the whole department that is the Daily Planet. James Gunn has mentioned that there will be a lot of journalism in this film, and I love that. We love honest journalism in Superman films, and we're going to get that with this. And Metropolis looks gorgeous. Every location in this film looks stunning. Bright and explosive. And when it's not falling down, it looks like a beautiful Metropolis and an exquisite Daily Planet building. There was so much to see, and I have gone through frame by frame, and I'm sure there's lots of things that I've missed. There are lots of Easter eggs that I've been told about and seen a few myself on Clark's desk at the Daily Planet, and there's lots of things on a pinboard in the background, whether that's Jimmy's or Superman's. There is a classic Superman toy, and there is some Jim Lee artwork on that corkboard as well. When this film comes out on DVD and Blu-ray and all the different versions that I'm sure I will add to my collection, I will be going through that with a very fine tooth comb, looking for every single reference that I can. But there was an Easter egg that was confirmed by Mark Waid, where his name is on a street sign in the trailer. And I think that's beautiful. I hope to see more of that in the film. Comic legends and people that have created stories and artwork for the world of Superman being thanked and recognized. James Gunn has that way of making sure that people understand that the comics are so important. Films happen because of these comics. And I'm hopeful that in the future, I've said this a few times before, that cinema lobbies will sell comics and graphic novels about the heroes that are playing on the screens inside. Because without these stories, we wouldn't have these films. And James Gunn has got this fantastic way of supporting both the comics and the movies. So when you can tie those two magical worlds together, it's going to be a great time to be a fan of either the world of reading or the world of cinema. Or both, like I do. It's very, very hopeful for the future. Just like the comments that I've been seeing, just like the videos that I've been watching is, again, it's always a great time to be a Superman fan, but right now, the world is bubbling with excitement for this film. And so am I. It's hard to take the smile off my face when thinking about this film, when thinking about the merchandise, the promotion, the things that could happen from this film, the sequels, the tie-ins, the stories. Anything is possible. So I'm just really hoping that this film does well. I know that I'm going to be spending most of my summer in the cinema watching this, and I hope that happens around the world as well. Recently, I've been speaking with a wonderful group of Superman fans in Indonesia. They've got a club, and they do sort of charity events, and they all go out in Superman capes and t-shirts. There is not a corner place on this earth where Superman isn't recognized, where that cape isn't a symbol for something to someone. And I'm ready to speak with people around the world about why Superman matters to them. It's something that I've always done, but I'm wanting to do a lot more of. I think I mentioned this yesterday, just as a fleeting thought, but when the film comes out, I'm going to be releasing some sort of podcast every other day, talking with people around the world that have seen the movie, talking with fans, talking with reviewers, talking with creators, learning more about what this film meant to them and talking about the things that we liked and maybe didn't like. But I want to document this moment in time. That's something that I've always enjoyed doing, is sharing news, being an ambassador for Superman and talking about my hero and what he means to me. And learning about what he means to other people. So when this film comes out, July the 11th, you can expect lots of podcasts from me talking about this film. Talking about what James Gunn and the whole cast and crew have helped create. It's a very, very exciting time. And as I said, merchandise-wise, we've already seen some fantastic things released. Fossil have just announced some watches, bracelets and cufflinks. There have been some gorgeous fountain pens been released by the Ferris Wheel Company. We've seen t-shirts, we've seen books, and we're going to see so many toys coming out. Funko Pops, of course, a Funko Pop. Fantastic Paul from Geek Garage and DC World sent one to me. There's going to be a lot more added to my shelf very soon as well, but I'm just happy to see Superman on lunchboxes and kids' toys and fast food marketing and packaging. I want Superman to be everywhere. because he's my hero. And I love that. But I want people of the future and new fans and old fans to be excited to see Superman on the shelves, on the screens, on the pages. Because that means for many more years to come, Superman will continue to have his story told. He will continue to inspire thousands upon thousands of people around the world. And that's what heroes do, whether that be superheroes or heroes in real life. Inspiration can come from anywhere, and Superman inspires me. So I'm excited for the future, as always. It's going to be a fantastic and exciting summer, and the future of Superman is here and now. I can't wait to see what David does with this role. I can't wait to see James Gunn's interviews in the upcoming weeks. It's always, always a great time to be a Superman fan. But right now, after eating crumbs for some time, we are eating at a Superman buffet. There are many, many ways for us to enjoy this hero. Comics that have been around for decades, TV shows and films that will continue to be people's favourite ways to relax and escape. But the future of Superman is there as well. And we can't have that without the past. So we must, as always, respect the past and embrace the future and be ready for a fantastic year of Superman. And many, many years to come, I hope. So that is that episode. Short and sweet, just me smiling, geeking out and talking about that trailer and the last few days and why I am so excited for the future. I think I mentioned everything. I probably didn't. I'm going to come back later and remember something. Did I remember something? This is my internal thoughts trying to remind me about something. There's a moment in the trailer where Superman comes crashing down to Earth very, very hard, lands in concrete and rubble. A civilian helps him up, brings him to his feet, and sends him on his way. That moment, for me, another goosebump moment to see a civilian, member of the public, somebody that Superman is trying to save, helps him up and sends him on his way. Little moments like that really make me an incredibly excited and happy Superman fan. But yes, we're going to see lots more. We're going to see more Crypto, we're going to see more Superman and Lois and Hawkgirl and Green Lantern and Metamorpho and Lex Luthor and so many more. So many more characters. There's so many in this that are going to just make us so, so happy. And I'm ready for the future of Superman. I'm rambling now, but I'm excited. So, if you wish to keep up to date with more official Superman news, you can find me online. Just search for Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, and you will find me. And you can find more episodes of the Podcast of Steel wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Please like, comment, subscribe, review, give me a thumbs up, give me some feedback. Tell me what you're excited for, because I want this train of communication to keep on going all year long, because I want to ride this wave of just complete joy and excitement. I have been your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel, and I'll be back very soon with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel. Look up!